So let's hear about, let's just give you some basic information. Why don't you say your name, you know, age, and just who you are as a person.
Okay, I'm Barbara Kent, Alex's grandmother, and Alex, do you want me to start off the way I started probably in business? This is just one of my...
All right, one business. So okay. Barbie's going to talk about her business right now and how she started off.
Yeah. Well, my husband, Stephen Kent, was an architect, and he was in charge of the big convention that was coming to El Paso, and they always had, it would be like four different cities they would go to, and they went to El Paso, they went to Dallas, they went to Houston, they went to San Antonio, and one more. So anyway, being that my husband was in charge of the convention, I had to come up with something really fun. So what I did, what are y'all laughing?
No, we're hearing it. It's good story.
Okay. It just so happens we were in Spain, and we saw this thing that I thought was so exciting. It was called the Tentadero. And what it is, when a female so many years old, they put them in the ring, and what happens, if they go through the cape, that means they're very brave, but if they start chasing the person, that means that they're not brave. And see, the big bulls need a mate that's very, very, brave. So this is the way they mate the female with the,
the female bull?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's not a female bull. It's just called a female.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, I've got the best idea. Let's do this thing called Fiesta de Toros, where we fight the baby bulls. Well, there wasn't a bull ring. So Steve said there were 1,000 people coming to the Texas Association of Architects. And anyway, my husband said, if you could get other people involved, not just the architects, then I'll build your bull ring, because I found a marvelous place to have it. So anyway, I got very busy, and within 9 months, we had paid off the bull ring.
Nice
so job. And this started my business. And I'll tell you a little about what we did. Okay. We first, is this the kind of stuff you want?
Yeah, this is great. I love it. Huh? It's really good, yeah.
Okay. We picked him up at the hotel, and we took him to the hacienda. Well, first we definitely fixed the place up. It looked fabulous. And we took him to the hacienda.
You took the clients for...
All the people.
The people at the engineer convention?
The what?
The people from the engineer convention? You took them there?
Yeah, all the people from the architects.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I got buses, took them to the hacienda, and started off, there were folklorical dancers. Well, it started off, there were a marimba band, okay? And we had drinks for everyone. Then we had a complete Mexican dinner with tacos, enchiladas, chili relleno's, and all that. And then we had entertainment of the folklorical dancers. And finally, we took them to the bull ring, and it was so much fun because 9 times out of 10, the little bulls, or they're not called bulls, it's the female, would be chasing the people. Well, I had who was in the bull ring with him, so there wasn't any problem, were the bullfighters on Sunday. So they were in there to make sure that if anything happened, you know, they were right there. So anyway, my business, oh, it was tremendous. I got all kinds of people there. And anyhow, this is what started Kent Events.
So did you continue that after Texas? Did you expand it beyond that?
Oh, yeah. And that's when I ended up going. I would have people say, oh, my gosh, I would love to do different things like this in, my city. And then we would find out what was the best thing in that city, and we would go to that city and do this.
Nice.
So anyway, that really started it, and I ended up being in I'd gone to like 27 cities, and every city that we did, we had a theme. Like when we were in San Francisco, we did the, turn it off.
Yeah, I turned it off.
We did the turn of the century party, and we would have the can-can dancers and, you know, and we'd find a place in San Francisco. It was like built in 1900. We would do that in San Francisco. And, we'll take Chicago. We did the Al Capone party where we would have everyone dressed, you know, they'd go on the red carpet. It was the Al Capone. When we were in Phoenix, we ended up doing the, we'd go out in the desert and take everybody out and do all these marvelous steaks and everything out in the desert, which was fun. But every city had a theme, and that's what got me, you know, going with it.
All right. So was this your favorite business that you had? I know you had loads of others.
Yes, yeah. I loved it.
Okay. All right, well, I know. So you've been all around America in this business that you told me, but I know you extended to Japan when you did the Posh Potato. You want to tell me, like, what that was, how you got to Japan?
Okay. What happened, and this one thing leads to another, and what happened there, talking about Phoenix, I realized something, that I had marvelous steaks when we were out in the desert, but I also had these potatoes, and I had them all, with all different toppings, and people would rave about the potatoes, so I thought, oh my gosh, that's really unusual, right? Okay. So anyway, when we were in Fashion Island, we had moved to California. And this person, John Hubbard, was looking for real unusual things to do. Okay. So I thought to myself, wouldn't it be fun to do like a wagon with potatoes and have everyone put the potatoes, all the toppings on it, And at that time, nobody had ever done anything like that. So anyway, I went to John Hubbard. I said, I think I have something, but I'm going to have to talk my husband into it away. So anyway, I talked him into it. And we had all these different toppings on either side. And then in the back, we had the hot toppings, like the chili con carne and the cream and the whatever. So anyway.
And then did he take that invention to Japan with him?
Well, what we did, after we were in business probably quite a few years, the Japanese came and wanted to franchise. So anyhow, we thought about it, and we thought, okay, this is a good thing. So we did, but instead of franchising, we licensed, because we didn't want to have to keep going over to
Japan,
and they wanted to put caviar on the potato. We thought, oh my gosh, caviar, it would never we'll never make money. So we decided we would do it the other way instead of franchise it. So it's worked out very well.
Very good.
We got our money up front, is what it was, instead of being there monthly. Yeah. So that's how one little thing goes into another.
Okay. Well, then speaking of, you know, this entrepreneurism that you've been succeeding in your past life, I know that you also were like, oh, okay.
I've been on the front cover of Entrepreneur magazine.
You have? How'd you get there? How'd you get there?
They called me. They just called. Yeah, they called me they wanted to take my picture on, you know, because of, and that was because of the polished potato.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then you were also an entrepreneur, though, for the Bush administration. Do you want to,
what's? Oh, yes. I was up for, wait, turn it off. Okay. Let me think. So don't say. And it was very nice. I enjoyed it. Learned a lot about politics. And then I also was always precinct chairman in Texas, and I was precinct chairman also in California.
That's pretty cool.
But anyhow, yeah, that was a fun thing.
Any particularly good memories from that, or funny memories that you had about that time in your life?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Any funny memories or just memories that you really like about that time in your life?
Well, I was busy all the time. And I had a good, some memories. I did have to travel a lot because I was in so many cities, but anyhow, I loved what I was doing. And now I'm 86. So I'm not with any, I'm just thinking about the past, not the present. Yeah.
Okay, well, oh yeah, I had a question. Hold on, let me think about this one. Okay, it's back on.
I'm not too good at this.
Wait, what was I going to say? Oh, right. So you were in your in that political area, you know, but how do you think being a woman affected how people looked at you or how you were able to run your businesses?
Wait, say it again. I'm saying,
how do you think being a woman in that time had affected how people saw you or your business?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, most women at that time did not do that much in business. And I think it really felt good to be able to be a woman and do all these different things, yeah.
And Papa, he was your husband, he was supportive of you and stuff?
Oh, he supported me the whole way.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no matter what it was, I could talk him into it. I said I'd love to do it, and he would go along with it, yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything that you just want to add to this, or, you know, any stories that you just want to tell and get out there?
Let's see. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I did sell wine to China, and I mean, I've done a lot of things in my day, and it was fun, you know, being a woman and being able to do as much as I did.
Nice job. Do you have one just, like, amazing memory that you can go into detail about where you remember just feeling so proud of being a woman and being so proud of your business?
Well, let me think. Don't do me yet. Up for was a woman, a Republican Woman of the Year, which I, you know, and I loved being up in Washington. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that's influenced any of your values that you have today regarding politics? Do you think that's influenced any political decisions you've made today?
Well, I'll tell you one thing I loved. I have been a Republican and I've been a Democrat. And one of the most exciting things I guess I ever did was I was one of John F. Kennedy's campaign manager. And I went from New Mexico, Texas, to the Mexican border. And I was definitely a Democrat then because I was with, and what was real funny, when I was put up for the Republican Woman of the Year, I had told him, I hope you understand, but I did, I was John F. Kennedy's campaign manager, and they said to me, why do you think we picked you? So that was funny. Yeah.
All right.
So I've had a lot of experience, not only with the Democrats, but with the Republicans.
Okay. Which values do you like more? Which values do you think you relate most to now?
As far as politics?
Yeah.
Well, right now I am a Republican. But most people don't want to say what right. they are.
We can edit that out.
So you'll
take it out.
Right.
Oops.
The real reason I think I still say he's going to be, I think they're going to be very good for people that are workers working. But I mean, I don't think we should bring the politics into it.
Well, you know, then I'll say thank you for this interview. It was very good. And, you know, if I think of more questions, I'll ask you straight away.
Oh, well, I love doing this.
Yeah,
it's
really
you.
Fun. All
right. And you're great to have an exclusive to bring wine to China. And I'm trying to think. Wait, I'm